I said what I said. Black women don't cheat, baby. They don't. Who gonna fight me? Because I said what I said and I stand on it. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Angel. Welcome to another one of my podcasts. And as you see the title, Black Women Do Not Cheat. Y'all know this lie. That's a lie. Some of us do, some of us don't. I just had to get a good title, you know what I'm saying? Because I know that will catch y'all attention. Because y'all want to hear what I got to say, okay? Yes, you have some that do, some that don't. I really don't get where people come from with the whole color coded, whatever you want to call it, like, you know, black men don't cheat, white men don't cheat, this and that third. Man, listen here. Everybody don't cheat, but it's half and half. You know what I'm saying? Women do cheat. Here's why. You either got a female that's just, it is what it is. And you know that that's what it is. Like, if y'all started off and, like, a man just know, like, you just know. You have some female that's just honest with you, you know what I'm saying? And you can tell, like, how she move. You know, she's with you all the time. Her phone constantly always going off. Somebody constantly always hitting her up. Majority of the time trying to FaceTime, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Like, her phone ain't never dry, you know? Men are not crazy. You can also tell by having sex with a female as well, too. Like, you know, if your little PP can't fit in there, like it been fitting in there, that's because somebody else been getting in there, okay? So, another thing, so it's kind of like you get what you get. Like, you kind of already knew what this had going on, but you know, you wanted to try it out. And, you know, it is what it is. You found out, she'll fight, whatever it is y'all like to call these women these days, okay? Another thing, women cheat because most of them, it's just something to do. I'm just naming... Like, everything, it's a lot of reasons why women cheat. Again, some are just thoughts. They gotta have a different man. They don't wanna just stay with one man. Having different men excites them, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's very exciting for them. So they wanna see different men, you know, they like to have men in rotation, just like men like to have women in a rotation. Let me be clear, I definitely get it. It's not good. It's something that is like, no, you know what I'm saying? But, again, to each his own. No judgment here. You know, do what you want to, baby. That's your poom poom, baby. Do what you want. And then, like I said, some just do it just to do it. You know, just to have something to do. They bored. You're boring. You know, y'all not really doing anything. Ain't talking about nothing. You know, sitting on the phone. He ain't talking. Y'all just hearing each other breathe. When you go out, you don't really feel like you're going out with your man. It's more so going out with a boring ass homeboy. Like, you know, there's no connection. Like, maybe there was at first, and then he stopped trying. You know what I'm saying? So now she's adjusting to this is who he really is. And trust and believe, more than likely, it's not going to end well. You know? So, yeah, like, if you're boring in the relationship, then no, it's definitely not going to work. She's going to seek elsewhere. You also have women that also cheat if they man is cheating. Now, I get it. I definitely get it. But like I told you guys before, just because my man cheat don't mean I'm going to cheat. It's not going to do nothing for me. That is my opinion because I love who I'm with. You know what I'm saying? And just because he did his dirt, me going out to go sleep, lay down and have another body on me, that's not the person. Like, if I'm in love with you and you're the person that I would truly want to be with, I'm just not about to do that. Even if you was, I don't have time. I am very good about getting up and walking away, okay? If you know me, you know. And so, it's just like, yeah, like, no, like, I'm not doing it. However, listening to a lot of people, a lot of females' conversations, you know, they're like, yeah, he cheated on me. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to get my get back. You know, and like I said, I get it. Again, I'm not judging. It's just something that I wouldn't do. You know, because that's just me. But you have some females that feel like, you know, they want to get their get back. It makes them feel better because it's like, okay, now we both doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of men say, oh, well, it's different because you probably been knowing him. You probably got feelings for him, X, Y, and Z. Most of the time, that is the case. The other half of the time, it's not the case. I don't understand why men feel like women can't just go out here and have meaningless sex. Just because they end up sleeping with somebody doesn't mean they necessarily have feelings for that guy. It's just, you know, he been asking for it for a long time. We've been also thinking about giving it to him for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't seem to get your ish together. And you can't seem to keep your ish in your pants. So it's like, why not? I mean, now you gave me a reason to go out there and say, you know what? Let me test the waters a little bit. So like I said, I do understand. I also feel like, too, you know, at the end of the day, you know, women just want to be loved. You know what I'm saying? Women just want to know that they are secure. Women just want to know that they're good. You know what I'm saying? They want to be secure with that person or whatever. They don't want to feel like they're being mistreated or misled or anything like that. Like, you could really get you a woman and I was about to say build her to how you want her to be. Most women you can do that too, but the ones that's already grown, you're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? At this point, it's just all about compromising and understanding one another. You know what I'm saying? In order for it to work. And it can work. I mean, it's not hard at all. You know, if you're with somebody, like for me, I'm not easy. So it really takes that special person to bring me out of my, my hard shell. If I say, like, I'm not easy when it comes to giving my heart to people. Like, it takes a minute. You know what I'm saying? And I can love you all day long, but I can get the hell on real quick, too, if you know, things not going the way it's supposed to go. You know, because I'm not going to be disrespected, and I'm definitely not going to disrespect you. You know what I'm saying? We're here to help each other, you know, teach each other that, you know, real love still exists, because it does. I do believe in finding your person. You know what I'm saying? I really and truly do. If I didn't, I don't know, but I do. And I'm just a lovable girl. Like, I don't like being single, you know, for too long. But at the same time, it's just like, when I see all these fake relationships out here and all this and that, it just be too much going on that it makes me afraid. So I just be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm good. Like, I'd be single. But then at times it's just like, I really would not mind, because I enjoy just having sex with one person. I enjoy, you know, just dedicating my time to one person and just leave it at that. I am a family type woman, okay? I like to do stuff with my kids, family. I like to do all that stuff. And that's just what it is at the end of the day. Again, you have to really... I think this girl, she was asking questions because she was on her TikTok live. And she was talking about, like, deal breakers and stuff. Like, if you going out and having babies on people, and it goes both ways. If a man was to have a baby on a female, or a female was to have a baby on a guy, like, you know, those are definitely deal breakers. You understand what I'm saying? And that'll definitely, I mean, I wouldn't think that would get you cheated on. That'll definitely get somebody to break up with you. Again, it's a deal breaker. I mean, technically the person been cheating because, you know, now they're pregnant. And honestly, I wouldn't know what that's about. But y'all know y'all relationships. Y'all know, like, you know a person when a person ain't doing right. And you know, like, you just know. Like, and then it's like different signs as well, too. Like, it's different signs. Like, if a person was doing something one way and I know where they start switching up their routine. Now, you do have some people where they just, you know, people change, right? Now, what are you doing? like, get your ass the fuck back there. The fuck? Sorry, y'all. Because he really just pissed me off, because it's like two lanes and then it turns into one. So it's kind of like, you already know this lane about to turn into one. So why are you driving on the side of me, sir? Anyway, y'all. Y'all already know how I am. I am, listen, I'm from Atlanta, y'all. And this Atlanta traffic be... I keep telling y'all, when COVID happened, it did shit to people's brains, man. And these people, they can't drive. They can't drive. Anyway, it's a lot of things they can't do. But driving is definitely one of them. There's an accident almost every second here in Atlanta. Oh, and ain't nothing going on. Literally nothing. And then it's like 12 car accidents on the same street, on the same highway. Like, it's crazy. Anyway, enough about the traffic. But yeah, and so I just feel like, y'all, like, at the end of the day, you know, it's all about being honest with your woman as well, too. Some women, they can't take the truth. I'd rather know the truth. I'm just sorry. I just rather know the truth, because then that way you're giving me an option. You know what I'm saying? When you lie to me, that means you're not giving me an option. And I feel like it's selfish because, you know, most men, again, not all, but most men, they want you all to themselves. They don't want nobody to have you, because deep down, they know you are a good person. You are a good woman. They know that they can depend on you. They can lean on you. Especially if you're a woman that, you know, you're nurturing him. And, like, spoiling him, like, with love. And, you know, you don't make him feel less of a man. You know, and you're just, like, really genuinely there for him. And he sees that, like, you're there. You know, you're his piece, his rock. And, you know, they'll still be like, yeah, I ain't sleep with that girl. Lying. Because the way I go find one of these things out of the wood and go across your head. Like, don't ever. Don't ever. Violence is not the answer, y'all. I am not promoting violence. I just like to say that because I don't want to get banned. But, like, don't play with me. Don't ever play with my feelings like that. You know, like, if you genuinely know, like, I am a good woman, treat me as such. Because the moment, because this is the thing. When you are a good woman, your man knows what you do to him sexually, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Like, you are a good ass woman. So, when a woman goes, and that's what I'm saying too, like, I believe it, I get it, but then at the same time, there are women out there that's, you know, they don't be in tune with these men when they man cheat, and they go out there and they cheat with another guy. But when your man knows that you are a good woman, and he knows what you bring to the table, and I'm not just talking about money wise and you go out there and you cheat and he know what you bringing, oh baby, don't even come back home. Matter of fact, baby, go on here, you know where, just leave the key at the door, on the doorstep. Like, do all that, because he finna go off. Like, off. You know what I'm saying? Might want to even call the cops, because if they can save you. You know, which is so crazy, though. Again, women are the same way. You know, women are the same way. I ain't just saying men, but I'm just saying most guys are like, you know, nah. Like, if my woman cheat, I'm about to be pissed off. She about to go on somewhere else. I'm going to go ahead and get me somebody else. Blase, blase, blah. Ain't no forgiving. But you can cheat. Like, say, for instance, you cheated yesterday. Your girl take you back. You expect her to forget it the next day. Like, it don't work like that. And that's just what it is at the end of the day. Y'all best bet, in 2024, moving forward, if you gotta cheat, just be by yourself. Because it's becoming to be a dangerous game. It's not like how it used to be back in the day, or it wasn't broadcasted like it is now. People are getting unalive for this stuff. You know what I'm saying? People are going to jail behind this stuff. You know, a lot of domestic violence, a lot of crazy stuff going on. Why? Because people's feelings are being played with. You know what I mean? I remember I was with one of my exes, and like, you couldn't tell me nothing. I'm the type of female where I have to see with my own eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta show me some type of proof if this is what my dude is doing, right? Like, you can't just be like, oh yeah, I seen James at let's just name a restaurant, Cheesecake Factory. Since everybody wanna talk about Cheesecake Factory, I love Cheesecake Factory. Anyway, at the Cheesecake Factory. Okay, did you take a picture? Matter of fact, what does she look like? Because it could be business. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, that's me. That's what I look at. Because if I'm dealing with a man that, like, is business, he's going to be around women. He's going to be around me. He's going to be around maybe a group of ladies. It depends on what their job title is. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he failed to mention, oh, yeah, babe, you know, I'm going on a little whatever, you know, meet at this restaurant, this and third. You know, he's not really obligated to tell me everything. I'm not his damn mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be in my man's back pocket at all times. That shit is a headache for me, and I'm sure it's a headache for him. Like, you know, and same thing here. Like, I'm not doing all that. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to tell your spouse that you with your every freaking move. You know, me, like I said, I'm the type of person where I just give my dude my location, you know, and I mean, if he want to look, he could just randomly look. Oh, she's at Kroger's, or oh, she's at JCPenney's, or she's, you know what I'm saying, always somewhere that I'm shopping, or oh, she's over her best friend's house. Like, you know, I don't want to give my dude no reason to believe otherwise. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is at the end of the day. If we're connected, we're connected. And yeah, that's just what it is. So, when it comes to the whole cheating thing, y'all, you got to keep your lady on her toes. You have to continue to keep that spark into the relationship, because shit gets boring, you know, and then they start to wonder what it's like being with somebody else. And that's just the truth. I mean, it's the same thing when it comes to guys as well, too. Ladies, if you don't keep, you know, that spark in your relationship, you know, and you know, do the things that he been asking. And fellas, you got to do the things that she been asking too. This ain't no one-way street. You got to meet each other in the middle. You know what I'm saying? There's two lanes we're going down. Two lanes. Your lane and her lane. And it's merging. Just like that damn car that tried to merge in my lane. I don't even know who that is. You know what I'm saying? We ain't merging together, baby. Get behind me. What are you doing? Anyway. But yeah, so that's just what that is, y'all. So I hope y'all enjoy this podcast. Again, the title is Black Women Do Not Cheat. And, you know, y'all already know, because I already explained. But I hope y'all enjoyed it, though, for real. Hopefully, you guys take some tips from this. I'm being so serious. Like, really take some tips from this, y'all, okay? Don't be out here cheating, y'all. It's just honestly not worth it, especially if you got somebody that's good. You know what I'm saying? That's helping you take care of your kids, that literally was there for you from the bottom all the way to the top, y'all. The dating pool, as we know, is freaking trash. You know, you got a lot of people out here that are in relationships but not in relationships, and you know, everybody swapping spit, and oh god, like, ugh. It's turning me off. I'm about to go celibate. for real, it's just a hot mess out here. Just make you not want to do nothing but just go outside and go back inside. You know what I'm saying? Just be out for a couple hours and go back on the inside of the house. Like, for real, that's what it's giving. But all right, y'all, hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. Talk soon.